suggestion is that the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense might together give out this statement. The President gave no authorization for the use of any nuclear weapons in the course of the episode in the Gulf of Tonkin, and he made no statement which could reasonably be interpreted to suggest that any such authorization has been given. Senator Goldwater's interpretation is both unjustified and irresponsible.
That's all right.
Do you want to talk to either of them?
No, but what's he talking about when he says that...
Talking about nothing, Mr. President. I've read the entire...
His impulsive action.
Well,
my impulsive action.
He's just interpreting. He's now trying to make
subordinate officers,
good word.
Subordinate commanders to use any weapons necessary.
Well, you never did that.
What did I say to him?
You didn't say that to anyone, Mr. President. I have a complete file of every public statement
you made. In effect, what did I say? I said pursue them and destroy them.
You said positive reply, pursue and destroy, but you never said any weapons available.
All right.
He's just making it up.
Now, what were they at liberty to use?
They were limited to actually very specific ordnance defined by the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific. Sharp told them what he wanted them to use in one of the orders that I remember seeing. They had no authorization on nuclears at all.
And they would have to have me to use it.
And their weapons loads were reported to us, sir.
They would have had to have it from me to use it.
They, in these circumstances, now the thing we have to be careful about is that there are other separate procedures in which if they were under some overwhelming nuclear attack, for example, or if you were out of action, there are precautionary procedures, but they have nothing to do with this episode. The language is carefully written so that it skirts that point.
They had to have, in this circumstance, they had to have orders from me, and they didn't.
And they did not.
Okay. Anything else?
We're fressing with other problems, but that's all there is to search.
What to ask you and you and Wirtz to give me your you and Rusk and McNamara, is he there with you?
Yeah.
Y'all ask how would I respond to this Secret Service for President? We got an investment in the President.
How would you respond to what, sir?
To their suggestion, Miller's suggestion, that we provide Secret Service for the candidate.
Yeah.
If we're gonna go to provide Secret Service for all our candidates, we're gonna hell of a reflection on the country.
Yeah.
But, of course, President's a little different. But I don't know whether it doesn't look very good for me to take that position.
Well, I'll ask about it. It's worth thinking about. I had not thought that made much sense, really.
What would you say if you were me? I'm going into this meeting.
I think I'd say that a public suggestion from Miller is one thing. If Senator Goldwater really thinks this is a serious question, I'm sure we'd surely be glad to think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.